So this is a question about kind of end of life decisions, and it's not really a question so much in the economic political realm as it is in the personal choice realm, but I'll take it anyway. And it has to do with the skyrocketing cost of end of life treatment and keeping somebody alive and people wanting to stay alive in spite of the fact that you know you're going to die and the quality of life is very low. You're hooked up to machines and it's costing a fortune. How do we deal with this? Well, first, there is an economic issue here, and that is that today, because of Medicare, somebody else is paying for those really expensive treatments that you might or might not really want or should really want. In a real free market, you would have to buy insurance that dictated how you wanted to be treated in an end-of-life situation. The insurance that kept you alive at all costs would cost you a fortune. You would have to pay a lot of money. But as long as it was your money keeping you alive, so be it. But you could buy in a free market a lower priced insurance that said, look, you don't have to pay $1 million in the last 3 months of my life. If it's clear that I'm dying and the only thing keeping me alive is machines, disconnect them and let me die. You know, I have no other way of paying for it. So I think that if we actually as individuals bore the cost, and not just as individuals, as our children would bear the cost because we would leave them less. If the cost was actually borne by the individuals, I think these decisions would be a lot more rational and fewer people would try to extend and extend and extend irrationally. But on the actual moral issue of should you try to keep yourself alive at all costs, my answer is no. I mean, at some point, life becomes unbearable and it's just not worth living anymore. And I think an extra 3 months when you're tied to a machine or you're tied to your bed is just not worth it. So I think that I think for many people, I think the right approach to objectivist life is not to think of life as life qua living organism, but think of life qua human being. That is, can you still function as a human being under those conditions? And at the point where you're not functioning as a human being, where you're not enjoying life as a human being, as a rational being, then I think it's time to disconnect the machines and to let oneself die. So clinging on to life at all costs is wrong. And there is the financial consideration. Are you eating up all the money you're leaving to your kids? Of course, today, again, Medicare pays for it, although that won't continue forever. Soon, that kind of care will be rationed, and it'll be rationed based on political reasons, not based on rational reasons.